From our Stars and Dogs segment, it's time for this week's Dog.
So our Dog of the Week is Encana Corporation. The symbol is ECA on the Toronto Stock Exchange. Trades for $14.47, has a $13.7 billion market cap. So the stock has come down about 16% over the last couple of weeks here, trading right now about $14.50, as I said. So Encana is a leading North American energy producer. They have energy production assets throughout North America, and that includes both natural gas liquids, and crude oil as well. So what is causing the company's woes right now? Well, on October 1st, Encana announced that its wholly owned subsidiary had reached an agreement to sell its San Juan assets located in New Mexico for $480 million. Since that announcement, the stock has dropped about 16%. No other updates have been announced. So just taking a look at Encana's recent financial performance, it's actually been pretty strong. They put out their second quarter report in August. Cash flow from operating activities was $475 million, up almost 120% from the same quarter in the previous year. Their second quarter production was about 337,000 barrels of oil equivalent per day, up 7% year over year. And they're firmly on track, they say, to grow their production this year 30% over 2017 numbers. So that would put them in the 400,000 barrels of oil equivalent per day to 425,000 per day. And what they've done is they pursued a market diversification strategy, and this has really helped their pricing. So for Canadian oil, you're essentially producers receive a very deep discount, but Encana has diversified outside of the Canadian market into the Permian Basin in the U.S., and that's really helped them achieve higher prices per barrel on average. So the debt's a little higher than we would like to see. Trades at about 7.5 times current year's cash flow, which is not bad, not particularly ridiculously cheap either. But, you know, a company, it's interesting because I remember Encana from years back, and it was once a pure play natural gas company, and they really got hit hard for several years. There was just nothing but negative news coming out on them when natural gas prices declined after the financial crisis. And what they decided to do is diversify into becoming also an oil producer as well. So this has worked well for them. The companies, the stock price has traded in a range over the last couple years. I would say that it looks like it has some promise. One of the things that we do look for are companies that are growing their production as opposed to just benefiting from increases in commodity prices. But for us at Keystone, being fundamental analysts, we don't like the commodity sensitivity of these types of businesses. So if, for example, oil prices start to take a slide going into the future, there's really very little Encana can do to protect themselves from that. Even if they are increasing production, that may not be enough. So for Keystone, this isn't a company that we would pursue. The financials don't look that bad, but the market's not liking something over the last couple of weeks. So we have it as our dog.